Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking, and we're going to have some other guests on the that will be speaking, or some will just be listening. We have Selena Lindsay on the line, and we also have Dr. Faduma on the line, and there will be others that are going to join us tonight. Some are going to make statements. Others are just going to listen in. And if you want to be our guest also, all you have to do is dial 858-769-4936 and press 1. Tonight's hot topic is turmeric can be dangerous. I know there's a lot of people out there that swear by this herb, and it does have a lot of good benefits. Turmeric is considered a good health-boosting natural herb, but can cost you your life. It's used in Asian foods. Its active ingredient is, if I'm pronouncing it right, curcumin, and that has like an anti-inflammatory property. Also, it's like an antioxidant. They also is food for cancer and heart disease, diabetes. It's known to get rid of headaches. So it's a whole list of things that turmeric is good for. It's used to flavor curry powder, mustard, butter, and cheese. It's used in medication. So tonight, this is going to be our hot topic. There's a lot to say about turmeric, but yet it can be dangerous too. Okay, Selena, why don't you introduce yourself just about for about 30 seconds there.
Good evening to all. My name is Selena Lindsay, and I am a former CPA, entrepreneur, and currently I sit on a number of different nonprofit boards, and I also run probably about 6 or 7 of them. So we will be talking about some of those things at the end of the show, and they are the broad realm of everything from drug and alcohol, food, film, a number of different ones, so have your paper and pencil ready, and any information you can always reach me at the end of the show.
Okay, and Dr. Faduma, just for maybe 15 seconds, just introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Faduma Ado. I'm a foreign medical graduate. And also, I like to be in this show talk. Yeah, so I say, for a long time, I didn't come on, but tonight, I'm very interested to hear about turmeric.
Okay. And it is a hot topic. I have friends that swear by it. I've been told that to get the root turmeric, and they make a tea out of it. I've had friends that had lots of inflammation, and they walk better. They said that they don't have joint pain. And it is a natural herb. And, in fact, this is one of the natural herbs they put in some of the medicines that are out there. So it does have its place. It's used in Asian foods. And things like that. And I'll give you a little history that I know. Selena may know more, but it was used 4,000 years ago to flavor the food. But it also, and that's when I looked that up, that's what it had said. Okay, Selena, you want to go ahead and say something?
Since you mentioned Asian, I'll also mention Mexicans and Mexican Americans, because normally, believe it or not, yet that's where you find plenty of it. It looks like if you've ever seen a green bean, this one is brown, but that's what it is. It's turmeric. And since you already mentioned most of the good stuff, I'll bring up all of the bad stuff. some of the problems that people complain about, or they consider to be a danger to your health if you're talking to a physician, is one of the things that turmeric seems to do is upset your stomach. It may cause nausea, dizziness, diarrhea, and it's known that if you have more than 1,500 milligrams, you will get an abnormal heart rhythm.
Wow.
some of the interesting
I'll have to ask my friends how many milligrams they put in theirs. I don't know.
Well, it's one of the things that I think we say colloquially, which is too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, and that's about the size of it. It is a good thing, a lot of the good things that happen, and, you know, a lot of people, they call it something to heal and soothe arthritis. Although there aren't that many claims to fame in particularly for that particular herb, you get, I think, stronger stuff if you're talking about arthritis with Boswellia extract and some of the other kinds of things that are around that have to do with fibrin, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. But fibrin is one of the things that happens when you use the sugar starch and you flare up, and it causes inflammation. So some of the other herbs that work better for that. But we're going to stick to the subject matter, which is turmeric. Turmeric has a lot of good qualities, but at the same time, it also, when it's not properly utilized or not utilized with somebody that's very knowledgeable about what they are doing, it's very easy for you to, as they say, over-season your food. And especially Mexican Americans, because we use this stuff. Believe it or not, you see them coming out of the store with chili powder and turmeric on a piece of corn. You know, they eat plenty of that stuff. They have their little, they have all of their dried fruit, like tangerines and things like that, is all dotted up with this stuff. They love this stuff. And it's something to note that one of the reasons you're drinking Pepto-Bismol is you need to lighten up on that turmeric, because it can kind of mess you up, and it's not just the beans that give you diarrhea.
Because I had read that antacid, say you got a prescription for antacid, which neutralizes the acid in the stomach, but if you add the turmeric, what it's done to some people is caused stomach bloating, gas, chest pain, and also a buildup of acids. And once they built up acids, it can damage their lining of the esophagus, you know, having that acid reflux. That is one of the problems with turmeric for some people. And they may not realize that's what's causing it. It's the natural herb. And I like what you said earlier. About too much of a good thing may not be so good.
Yeah. I
think the bottom line.
Can I say
line
something?
Too. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. What I know, you know, regardless of benefit or risk, what I know is like, for example, in my country and India, Pakistan, daily basis, these people, they use, you know, like, and to flavor their food, you know. So in any way, you know, like, I'm not saying everything, if you overuse, maybe may have a side effect, and people are different, you know, like an individual effect, you know. But what I know for years, you know, like for, as you said yourself, like how you said 400 years, 4,000 years, right, that people using this. Yeah, daily basis, like in their dinner or lunch or whatever, whenever they cook, you know, like they put it, you know, like, and often I don't see like people and complain, actually they like, but some people, you know, like and might be allergic or something, or if they overuse, everything you overuse is gonna have like a bad effect on you. That's what I believe, you know. This is my personal opinion. I don't research anything, but personal experience, I know people since they born, like they start eating until they die, they use, and I never heard like and doctors or anybody saying about anything. People, when they have some gastritis, they say, okay, stop eating spice. It's not like a hot spicy. This one is not hot. In my country, even women, they use like for like in their face, for aging, you know, like it really, really helps, you know, and that's what I know, you know, like they use so many things, but and for sure every day in their food is there, but maybe the people who getting like blood clot or something, maybe they using too much as they hear that it's like anti-inflammatory, dementia, this, that. Maybe they are overusing. That's what I believe. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. just my personal belief. I'm not saying like it's written somewhere or proven or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just that my opinion. Yeah. Maybe if they overuse, yeah, it can cause all this side effects. But if people like it's not allergic to it, mm-hmm. sorry.
I wish
go ahead.
You know, when you see it, when you go to your physician, they'll
mm-hmm.
ask you what medications you are on, but they don't ask what herbs you're on, and they should.
Yeah.
You know, so that
yeah, but,
they because mm-hmm. when something goes wrong with a client,
mm-hmm.
you can trace some things back to what the client's telling you. But normally they'll take a list of medications, but they don't take a list of herbs. Unless you're having surgery, then they'll say something about herbs. At least
yeah.
not the
And the other thing is maybe in United States or some country they don't use, but some in Africa and in Asia, most of people daily basis they use for that reason. Like they don't mention when you take even certain medication, they will say don't take this. Like for example, grapefruit or this or that. I never heard being in medical field for so long. Like a doctor is advising, like okay, if in your diet in turmeric, don't take that. I never heard. It could be
yeah,
now maybe.
Yeah.
Like medicine is a continuing education, but this one it was being like 4,000 years and it didn't affect that much to people. So for me, most likely, you know, like it's just like any other ordinary food, you know, like or any other ordinary thing that people use daily basis.
And also, if a person is on blood thinners, it said it can intensify. Say you're on blood thinners already, now you take turmeric, it's going to do the same thing that the blood thinner is doing, but the problem with it
bleeding.
Is now you got two things. Yes, it's bleeding, nosebleed, and that can be pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
So just taking it without a physician knowing it doesn't sound too good based on what medication you may be on. And then there was writing showing that the other danger is it may stop whatever medicine that you're on from working. And then that's not good, especially if
but
a
maybe,
person.
Yeah, maybe in that case, if people overuse, as I said, like many countries in the world, they use daily basis in their life, and doctors, they never say, and they take blood thinner, you know, like they have heart problem, this, or for any reason, you know, like, and they don't say, don't use that turmeric, you know, because it would cause, they would know a long time ago, but people now, like all for this, like discovering like anti-inflammatory, dementia, this, that, you know, like everything. Maybe they are overusing, you know, like if you overuse, then it's going to, you know, like and interact with your medication. But like, for, as I said, so many countries and people are not all them healthy. They take blood thinner or they have blood clotting or but different diseases, right? And I never heard like, you know, like, hey, stop like using in your food like this one. And I
right.
know for sure, even in my household, we use every day, you know, since I was like maybe 1 year or 2 years, I just start eating. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why
and
I'm so interested tonight to find
wonder,
out. Yeah. Yeah.
What they wonder what happened. Also, diabetic medication, it causes, if you put turmeric in everything, it causes the
mm-hmm.
diabetic medication for the sugar to go too low,
yeah.
almost to the point
yeah.
of a person having a seizure.
Yeah.
So those are a few of the things. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. If you want to share in the or join in the conversation, you would just dial 858-769-4936 and press 1. We have Selena Lindsay on the line and Dr. Faduma, and I'm the host, Paulette Young. Selena, you want to add to that?
Well, I think all of those things are basically true, and one of the problems is, I think, the myth, which what we try to do in this radio show is education. And it's just the myth that people seem to think herbs are something different, they don't have, first place, they are something different. And the something different is, as an individual, what we're trying to say is that you really need to do thorough research or ask a physician, what does that drug do, and is it okay for you to take that along with whatever other medications you're taking? And the basic conversation, I think, would be just street colloquialism, that we need to stop trying to be our own doctor and at least ask questions, because every CVS pharmacy that I know of, or the majority of pharmacies, all you got to do is just walk up there and ask them, say, I need to ask you something, and they'll gladly give you free information. Because you just need to know if there's a conflict of interest with these so-called herbs that you're taking. And like tonight's subject matter, turmeric can be pretty dangerous to your health. If you're just, eating this stuff because, Mexican-Americans, Asians, they eat quite a bit of it in their food, and then they turn around and literally they drink a potion, before they go to work and when they come home.
And then Dr. Faduma said in her country they use it too.
Every day, yeah. And then I never hear doctors saying against advising something with the medication. But people nowadays, because they say, like, it's good, so many things they abusing. When you abuse, I believe, I'm not giving any advice here, just my opinion, a personal opinion I'm talking. I could be wrong, but for so long and for so many people, like, using daily basis and
It's like I swear by my natural herb, protantum, but my doctor knows I take that, and it's known to help keep your blood pressure normal. It's also anti-inflammatory. It has that property in it too. So it helps with diabetes, heart disease. But the main thing is, I think, just not taking this stuff, because what if I was on a medication where that particular herb interferes with the medicine? Then that wouldn't be good. And I'm not quite sure how educated the old doctors or the new doctors are on herbs. Because I've run into situations where you're saying something about the herb and it's like, I don't even know if they're listening. Because to me, herbs, even though it's more natural medicine, and, there are people that have died from using a natural herb. Because there are some that, if you, like Selena mentioned earlier, taking like 1,500 milligrams can be dangerous.
Too much.
And I know there are herbs that don't, eliminate from your body properly. You can reach a toxic effect, and that can damage a major organ.
Well, I would say one of those questions can be sort of answered this way, because we have a doctor here on the line. One of the things that always happens is there's so much for them to learn. I don't want to ever, spiral them downward. It's just so much for them to learn, plus updated information.
Uh-huh.
They're busy with this over-the-counter stuff because the average physician is not going to prescribe for you herbal medicine. They're going to give you medication which comes from a manufacturer that puts a certain amount of different things in it so that it is exact. Mm-hmm. One of the things that happens with a certain amount of herbs, there's almost no way for the layman to know exactly how many milligrams of what they have in what.
I never thought of that.
And when drugs are manufactured, they're manufactured to a specification and also to a specification under FDA. So physicians are under the gun to be more focused on that. They're not going to sit up there and they don't sit up there and prescribe to you herbal medicine. So why should they? They understand what some of these things are because some of these same ingredients are in some of the medications which they prescribe. I'm not saying they're dumb, but they just don't really have a lot of time because, especially some of the young ones, these guys are you know, practically still working like interns, and the average physician no longer works for themselves anymore. They work for a corporation. If you work outside, you're gonna get sued, and you won't be working for anybody. The average physician only works for a large corporation these days. You rarely find one that's out there working on his own unless he's doing plastic surgery.
That's true.
So unless we get our chest worked on or some other part.
Hi. Okay, we're listening to Selena Lindsay on American Health Crisis and Paulette Young. And along with Dr. Faduma, we're going to go ahead. And the main thing is turmeric is a good product, but you should let a physician know so he can make sure that it's not interfering with medicine that he's already prescribed. Okay, Selena is going to let us know some of the other things that she does that's very valuable. Go ahead, Selena.
Okay, well, we're going to hit a kind of long list today since a number of these institutions and things, because currently right now one of the main things most of them are doing is back to school. So the majority of these organizations that I'm going to talk about, they're all dead up in the middle of it, you know, trying to find backpacks, pencils, books, all these kinds of things for these kids that are returning back to school, and especially kids that are at the poverty line. And one of the institutions I'd like to talk to, because we're going to throw some new ones in the mix, is called One Love. And what it is an art, culture, and entertainment nonprofit. And primarily the types of films and things that they do regarding kids that have been sexually abused. And this One Love is run by Tuesday Connors. And Tuesday Connors, just a little bit of a dose of her. She is a fashion designer normally for most of the women that you can remember, like Whitney Houston and what have you, that were in entertainment. She designs their clothes. You can reach Tuesday Connors at area code 818-714-4242. The next organization I'd like to talk about is one of the local girls to Paulette Young. Her name is Wanda Parker, and she's straight out of Pomona. They're on 500 Benton Avenue in Pomona. Positive Choices, a youth organization, is all about literacy. They try to help mothers with child to be in homes. They run a after-school program. This is also one of the organizations that would be looking for papers, pens, books, all these kinds of things. You can reach Wanda Parker. They're always open for donations and any information you'd like to know at area code 951-714-8944. The next organization is a veterans organization, and their primary focus is on veterans and finding them homes and health matters. And they also work strongly with Loma Linda. It's run by LaShonda Jones, and you can go to their website, which is called info@nbrccs.org.
Can you email address?
Her name is LaShonda Jones, and she works with veterans. And you can go to the website, which is at info@nbrccs.org, and the phone number there is area code 909-329-8288. And last but not least, we
that
talk about
392-8288.
Yes. And last but not least, we're going to talk about SowingSeedsForLife.org. Sowing Seeds is the second largest food bank in Southern California. I am a director over there, and their primary focus is that no one should be without food or go hungry in America. And that's the way we'd like to see it. But until then, should you have a donation, we'd like for you to be able to call our phone number there at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232, and you can speak to Fran Robinson. We're currently getting ready for our golf tournament, so anything that you'd like to donate, please give them a call or go to our website, which is all one word, Sowing Seeds for Life, and the four is spelled out, FOR.org. Thank you. If you're within the sound of my voice, I appreciate you all listening in tonight. And again, what I always say at closing is this little statement, which is, we are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. My belief is in fishing rods rather than fish, and implementing sustainable environmental practices. Furthermore, I believe that we can change the behaviors that contribute to poverty, and we all need to, just as we all go and vote, we all need to do whatever little bit it is that we can do. Thank you for listening.
One question before we go off the air. The One Love, where are they located?
One Love is located in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. And they've been in operation a long time or no?
Yes, she's been in operation a long time doing a number of various different things. They, at one point, she also helped with my bookstore, which is called the $1 Bookstore, which you can Google that and go to one of our locations. We currently have four stores. Stores located in Long Beach, Lake Forest, Orange County, and Bellflower.
Long Beach, Lake Forest, and
Orange County.
Orange County.
And Bellflower.
Didn't you have one in, was that Culver City?
No.
Is that one still there or no?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. $1.
Well, go online and look in practically any book. I don't care what it is. The book is $1, and it's kind of what I call robbing the rich and giving it to the poor. 100% of the money goes back to poverty areas, and any school teacher that needs some books, we usually donate 10,000 books to any school teacher.
Oh, okay. Is there a number that you can call, or they can just go online?
Yes, you can just look it up. You can type it into Google, the $1 Bookstore.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, that wraps everything up, and we'll be on the air again with another hot topic next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Bye.
Good night.